Now, you know, a lot of issues in the courts, even though they're not supposed to, there's sort of a liberal way of looking at things and a conservative way of looking at things. And we often see at the U.S. Supreme Court these 5-4 splits on issues that are, you know, often social issues like gun control or abortion. In this case of legal standing, is there sort of a liberal conservative split?
Well, I think questions like standing are complicated to examine from the perspective of political or ideological inclination in the following sense. On the one hand, you could say, well, conservatives should not want cases to be brought in court very easily because they don't want the courts meddling with what legislatures do. So conservatives should generally like a standing doctrine that limits access to federal courts to reduce litigation and reduce lawsuits. But on the other hand, in this case, a conservative may want standing doctrine to be a little bit more generous to the Prop 8 backers to make sure that conservative initiatives like Prop 8 aren't killed by liberal elected politicians like attorneys general and governors. So standing and doctrines like it sometimes invert political instincts because these doctrines are manipulable enough that you can often use them to reach a particular result in a particular dispute without binding yourself in other standing cases down the road where the parties may be different and your result inclinations may be different.